Hi, this is Margot, and today I have on the line with me today again Mel Friedman from howicuredmorgellons.com, and today is Tuesday, April 17th, 2018. Sorry, I had a time warp there. And we did an interview about 3 weeks ago introducing Mel, and today is a follow-up interview, and we're going to be talking about what people can find on Mel's website. We're going to go over the website in detail with all the different things that people can find and for healing all different kinds of conditions. And this is going to be a really informative show today. So, welcome, Mel. How are you this morning?
Good, thank you.
Your phone would ring right now.
Of course. Thank you, Margot, for having me back again, and it is a pleasure. I understand that the first show we did together was very good, and I'm very excited that you wanted to have me back.
Absolutely. Yeah, we'll just keep doing the shows, and this is important information that we need to get out to people. So let's pull up your website. And where do you want to start?
Well, I think the best place to start is on the home page.
Okay.
So when one goes to howicuredmorgellons.com and they come and it says, can Morgellons disease be cured? Well, I was told never to use that word, but I felt when I got all better, I was cured. The first thing someone will notice if they read the welcome letter is that everyone is welcome here. And the site is intended to provide rays of hope where fear and desperation are replaced by knowledge and health restoration. So one sees the little blue bird on the post, and in the background, of course, it has the beginnings of a rainbow. You'll also notice as you scroll down the page that certain links are live, and that is because we felt they were extremely important and that these were the places that one might want to go before they went further along in the website. You scroll down further, and now you come up with a table of contents with live links to every other subheading on the website and a brief description of what each one of these subheadings is going to deal with, discuss, and bring forth. Next subheading would be our FAQs. And our FAQs include two videos that have, I would say, a 10-year life, meaning they were recorded 10 years ago and 8 years ago, and they both talk about Morgellons as being a true disease, and there are people from back then that are after I recovered who are on TV shows, legitimate shows, talking about their experiences.
Okay,
and then,
Mel, I need to interrupt you. Now, do you see these if you're logged in or not? Do you have to have access? Do you have to have the access code and be logged in to see those or not?
Okay, well, let me log out and tell you what I can see.
Because I'm not logged in. I can log in and show people that, but right now I'm not logged in because I thought we might want to take people through that process.
Okay. So, well, then I suggest you go ahead and log in.
All right. And you can log in from any of these pages. So I'm going to go ahead and log in. I've already got a subscription, and so I'm going to enter my access code. Okay, I'm logged into, and I'm showing the Frequently Asked Questions page, and now I'm seeing the links in the beginning, how long does one have to stay on the protocol, etc., etc. And then I've scrolled down, and then here are two videos that are embedded. These are the ones you were talking about, right?
Right. One was recorded in 2008, and one, I believe, was in 2010.
Yeah, one is Alien Fibers, Morgellons Disease, ABC's Nightline. And then the second one is Morgellons Patient live on TV show The Doctors. So,
right.
Yeah, those are
now,
good.
Now, don't let the first title fool you. They had no clue way back when. They only realized that there was a great percentage of people that were starting to be afflicted with this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, when we get to The Doctor's show, I mean, that's a legitimate Morgellons patient, and that's a very well-known show.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay, then we go down below the two and we start to see the different things that I ask everybody to print.
Mm-hmm.
And people say, well, why do you want me to print them? I could just read them. Well, people who suffer from toxic disease intermittently have brain fog.
Right.
And since if you're willing to print these, it's going to be less than two full pages on one side. And something that you can refer to without having to go back to the website anytime that you want to. And it's so significant because this is a simple, basic outline on how to do all the different things it's going to take to help you restore your health. And then the last one is going to explain the five most common reasons for failing to achieve the desired results.
Right.
So it's a plethora of information. It's some of the most significant information on the website. And as I've mentioned, it is less than two full pages on one side when you go ahead and print it.
Right.
Any questions, Margo, that you think that your audience may have?
No, I don't think so. This outlines it really well because it outlines, you know, changes you're going to have to make in your diet, what to expect, you know, that you're going to have to clean up a toxic environment. You can't party anymore. You don't want to mix the protocol. And, you know, you want to follow the instructions on how to use these different things, even though this is considered natural and it's alternative. I mean, people can harm themselves if they don't do it the right way, too.
Well, it's right. Not only that, you're gonna fool with a balance, a synergy that's worked now for over 9 years.
Mm-hmm.
So even though you think you have a better idea, many people have thought they've had a better idea, and unfortunately they've been around a little bit longer than those who were just able to accept what was here,
mm-hmm.
willing to take the time to read the hundreds, if not thousands, of testimonials, mm-hmm. and say, okay, well, then why don't I just do what they laid out here?
Mm-hmm.
But I think that the first one, how long does one have to stay on the protocol, is something that everybody is going to ask, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And as I've explained so many times, everybody's body is different. That's the first consideration. And then people come to us at different stages of illness, some with only one co-infection, some with multiple co-infections, and some with health issues that don't have to do with toxic disease at all, but could be the reason their immune systems collapse and they wound up with a toxic disease. So I think we're going to move a little ahead now.
Okay.
And we're go into the guiding principles, which I assure you that people who are able to follow these simple principles, okay, who embrace them, are in the highest percentage of those who have had their health restored.
Right.
And first, do no harm was something that I was taught by my general practitioner. In the early stages of me experimenting on myself, which you'll see that I tried just about everything from doggy downers to to horse medicine and different antibiotics. And what she did for me in teaching me First Do No Harm was bring out a huge book of meds. And it told us what we could and could not put together because we didn't want to create anything that could harm me. Mm-hmm. Okay, everybody's body is different. Well, I've already told you that. And it's true. I mean, it's just the way it is. None of us are exactly the same. It's the sum of the parts. Well, there are many, many different parts to the sum of the parts. And I'm really sorry that it's not simpler, but our disease, toxic disease, is extremely complicated. So when we say it's the sum of the parts, it's all the different things that it's going to take that's going to help you get well. And by the way, it's the sum of the parts is probably one of the most significant calls that I've ever done on the website. And it's available to anyone who is debating on whether they would like to purchase a subscription or not. If you click when you see that, enter your code or purchase this month's subscription, if you click on purchase this month's subscription, you're going to get a plethora of free information, significant to the point where we chose this over all others to put on this page, where we're going to offer you that call, the sum of the parts, as well as another call called Life After Morgellons. And it's seven folks who got well in the last 2 years who came back to help me by doing a show and telling their stories to all the people who will listen to these calls in the future. There's also a section that says 10 reasons why you should join our community. And I had a little contest, and that was done by people who got well on this website, and they gave their particular reasons why they thought it was advantageous to join the community. And then below those two things are two testimonials, the most recent testimonials we got. I just plugged them in there because it was so exciting for me that two people within 4 days from different parts of the world claimed that they were doing the happy dance. The happy dance is what people do on my website, or what we call it, when they feel they've restored their health to 100%. Moving on with the guiding principles, slow and steady. Oh boy, everybody is looking for the ultimate bomb. I mean, that thing that's gonna get me, I'm gonna take one dose and I'm all better. Well, it doesn't work that way with toxic disease. It took many, many years and a multitude of venues to bring you to where you got a toxic disease. And there is no quick way to remedy what took years and years and years. We can give you a time frame, anywhere from 9 to 10 months to 2 to 3 years, depending on how many variables, how many co-infections, what are your other health issues, the condition that you come here, how quickly you caught it. But slow and steady is the only way to get better. There is no silver bullet. I'm sorry. Better out than in. Well, when people get well on my protocol, they get sicker. And they do what we have called Herxheimer. And it's where things such as fibers and little seedlings and things that look like pepper and all kinds of things are going to come out through your body, through the skin. And when people see that and they start freaking out and thinking that things are bad, we're really not bad. Better out than in means just that, because once it's out, it's dead and it can't do any harm to you anymore. Mixing protocols can hinder your health restoration. The protocol started extremely simple back 12 years ago, and it's evolved as the toxicity of the planet has gotten worse. We try to keep up with the mutation and the changes by bringing forth new products that actually make it quicker and less painful to get well. But there's a synergy. We've been working at this for 10 years, and it's not just one manufacturer. It's different manufacturers bringing products together that create the synergy. So if you're going to mix protocols because you think you might get better quicker, you're more than likely going to create an imbalance, and it's going to hinder your health restoration. And then it's true. Those who did not give up hope get well. Well, you need a lot of hope, a lot of courage, a lot of determination, a lot of change, regimentation. You can get well. And it says, those who embrace these principles are in the highest percentage of those who have had their health restored. It's true, and the end of story. All right, speaking of stories, I think, yes, my story is next. Go ahead, read all about it if you'd like. See all that I can tell you from when I was sick. Oh, we have to change something. It says that my age is 71. I'm actually 72 now.
Okay.
And in unbelievably great health. All right, we're not going to waste a lot of time on my story because it's not about me. The protocol. Well, here you see one of the rainbows from our website. And because with this protocol, there is hope. It talks about not owning stock nor having financial relationships. When I got better and we started this thing, the first manufacturer said, "What would you like us to do?" And I said, "Well, I'd like you to give everybody a discount because when you have our toxic disease, you spend a lot of money trying to get better." So there are discounts on every single product that is part of the protocol. And as I said before, there are different manufacturers involved. Not one manufacturer's product alone is going to allow you to restore your health. Then we have the protocol as it's laid out. And it says Mel's Morgellon and Lyme basic protocol. They're exactly the same, the basic protocols. What's different is that when we make a determination through communication what your co-infection probably is when we decide which protocol extension we're going to ask you to get involved in. And again, the basic protocols are all what we call bodybuilders or restoration. The things that are added in the extension protocols are things that attack the disease, and we never ask anyone to start those until 5 weeks after they're on basic protocols, and we've built their inners, the inside of their being, to be stronger and able to start to handle the Herxheimers that are created by the products that actually kill the disease. So you don't need to worry about that right now. It lists the products, it has pictures, it has live links, it has 800 numbers, it has discount codes. All these manufacturers come around and do shows on my website, and eventually we'll be doing a show right here, and it'll be called Meet the Manufacturers, I think. It's sometime at the end of May. So, lab testing options. Well, that's a good one because I don't know that today or at any time there's ever been a real true test, although some of the labs wanted a lot of money to tell you what they thought. But my doc always did just a basic blood panel, and what she did is compare them over time to see if I had improvement in all areas, some areas that weren't improving, and so on and so forth. But there are tests today that are much more expensive that probably are not going to give you a whole lot more information. But like I said, they're out there, they're available. I believe the basic blood panel test is what all you need, and a comprehensive metabolic panel. Both can be given by a general practitioner. And again, what you're going to do is you're going to take one, and then in 6 months you're going to take another one to compare how you're doing on an overall level. Because once again, there are a multitude of considerations in restoration of the health, but it all begins in the gut. It all begins with rebuilding the bioterrain. Next is the forum. Okay. The forum. This was been with us, I guess, from the beginning. And what you see is a picture of a library. It's the 42nd Street Library in Manhattan. I grew up in a building that's to the left on 37th Street and Madison Avenue. And I used to sit in this library quite a bit, and I would sit in the little park, and those are cabs. I built the forum because, unfortunately, one day I too will pass. But if there never is the silver bullet that everyone wishes there was, there'll be a way for anybody who's willing to put in the time to read all the information that's available here and actually get well without me. So the forum has a welcome letter as well, and it has more highlighted links than the original welcome letter. And that's because these are all the places that I would suggest people go and learn. We have some forum rules, and then if you scroll about two-thirds to three-quarters of the way, you're going to see topics, and you're going to see daily communication between Morgellon sufferers, where they communicate with one another, we communicate with me, and we talk about different things, and it's just, it's one way here where we communicate on a daily basis. Once one's a member, they are privy to post, as long as it's positive, and because we don't allow horror stories, we do not allow pictures of samples and things like that. That doesn't do anybody any good. We only allow positive, uplifting information and pictures of beautiful children and adults after they've restored their health. So, that's our forum. Next to the forum is probably the best innovation in the lab. You have a question?
No, I was just saying more communication.
Right, more communication. I don't know who said more communication is better first. I would like to think I said it, but probably did not. Okay, and that's okay. But more communication is better. It's true. So what we did, instead of always telling everyone, read some more, we started doing weekly calls, conference calls, where we had guest speakers, manufacturers come and talk and answer questions. And I would do shows called BYOQ, Bring Your Own Questions. And people would come to these shows with different questions, different concerns, and they would go ahead and they would ask them. Now, I would answer many times, and if we had people who are in what we call the 90% club, 90% club are people who are not quite there, but have come through the worst of it and are really able to lend in another voice other than mine similar information, which creates affirmation. When you hear it enough times from enough people, it must be the right way to do it. So we have any kind of question and more communication on BYOQ. We have structured subjects once in a while. We have guests at least once or twice a month. But because of more communication is better and all these calls, what we found was that the pages read started doubling. In other words, when we started this, we were averaging 7.9 pages per person per visit. And in January, it was up to 14 pages per person per visit. And once we started subscriptions, where we knew we were going to lose a certain percentage of the audience, but that the audience that was going to pay the $5 per month, which is nothing, it's less than a hamburger and a soda, they were going to be more focused and they were going to be here for a better reason. They were going to be serious people who wanted to get well. And what we found is that in February, pages went to 24 pages per person per visit. And last month, they went to 32 pages per person per visit. And this month, we're averaging about 36 pages per visit. So more communication was a venue that brought forth a curiosity and interest to learn more, and therefore people are now reading more because of it. And when they can't read because they're tired, they have brain fog, they can listen to these calls and it's just a little easier for them. Any questions here, Margo?
Yeah, and these calls are done on Saturday mornings, the coffee tea with me, at 9 a.m. Pacific time, and you record them and then you put the recording up a week or two later, and so people can scroll down and re-listen to all these calls if they weren't able to attend.
Well, not only if they weren't able to attend, again, in the beginning, everybody has brain fog if they truly have a toxic disease at some point in time. So what happens is they might be a newbie. A newbie is someone who shows up for the first time or the first couple of times, and we affectionately call them newbies. And what happens is that they hear the call, but they always tell me when they went back and listened to it, they got more out of it the second time. Okay? So we get anywhere from 30 to 50 people who come to the calls, but we get anywhere from 3,000 to 5,000 people who listen to them during the course of a month. We do those calls every Saturday. It's 9 Pacific, 10 Mountain, 11 Central, and noon Eastern. You can come to the call for free, and you can get the information for free without ever subscribing to the website. Because in every more communication week, you will be able to see the last two and listen to the last two calls and see all the information on how to get to these calls. So, any questions there, Margo?
Oh, no, that's wonderful.
Okay. Follow the journeys. Well, Follow the Journeys was probably started 4 years ago. And these are not the original five. And unfortunately, in the last 2 years, I don't think we've changed from these because, unfortunately, I'm a one-man band. And I only get people to help after they get better. And they usually don't stick around for a long time. And everything takes time. And as soon as we have our testimonials updated, and we're only about a year behind, but I'll still match my testimonials against any place on the world, any hospital, any website, anybody. Okay? But Follow the Journeys of five people who got well here. And the reason we have them is we tell newbies, what we'd like you to do to make it easier for you to have less fear, besides coming to the calls and coming to the forum, is we want you to go into Follow the Newbies. And as you move along each week, we want you to read not one person's whole journey, but all five people's journey in that time frame, so that you will find that some of the things you're experiencing, these people already have gone through, and it makes it less fearful and gives you the opportunity to keep moving forward. So follow the journeys, in my opinion, is extremely important to help people understand you're not the first one that had this particular symptom. Somebody else has had that particular symptom. Don't be afraid of it. Those people all got better. You can get better too. Next would be articles and diet. Well, we're going to ask you to change the way you think about food because it's part of some of the parts. If you keep eating the way you were eating when you got sick, no matter what you take, no matter what supplements, no matter what you do, if you keep eating the same way, you're not going to get better because you're not going to be able to kill the disease and feed the disease and expect that it's just going to go away. So there are articles all about why we're going to ask you to eat a certain way. And I think it makes it easier when you read them to understand them. Also talks about shopping on a budget. And then there's a recipe section. Now, I don't think the recipe section's been updated for about 6 months. I'm not really positive. But there's thousands of recipes and there's just so many different categories. We have breakfast, lunch, dinner, soup, salads, desserts, sauces, snacks, treats, and beverages. And this is a work in progress that will be added to each and every 6 month period. Now, I'm going to go back to the forum for a minute, and I'm going to tell you that in the forum, there's also a thread. I call them thread, but they also call topics. There's a thread, delicious ideas for your dining enjoyment, recipes for 2018, 17, and 16. And here, not only are you going to see the latest information on what we're doing, but you're going to see a multitude of recipes with pictures and instructions on how to make things, and people who see things that appeal to their personal tastes are more likely going to go ahead and cook them because they've seen a picture. So there's plenty to eat, but remember, some people are going to put on a lot of weight when they're sick, and some people, because everybody's body is different, are going to lose a lot of weight when they're ill. When I was dealing with the disease, I had 248 pounds. When I got better, I went down to about 200. Right now, I weigh all the time, I think, between about 195 and 202. So for me, I put on a lot of weight. Some people do. Other people, like I said, they lose a lot of weight. They panic. Don't panic. Don't panic. You'll get well. Things will go back to the way they once were. If you're a little less heavy, then that's the way it's supposed to be. If you're a little heavier, then maybe that's the way it's supposed to be. Anyway, we're going to move over to testimonials. I'm not going to say anything about testimonials. Unfortunately, again, because I'm a one-man band, okay, they're way behind. Yes, we stuck the two testimonials from this year in February into the testimonials, and then unfortunately, it goes back to, I believe it's a year ago, January, but we will catch up before hopefully the end of May, and there's so much there from the first 7 years, okay, that, hey, just go look when you need to be encouraged that you can get well. That's why we put the testimonials subheading up there. Go ahead.
And people can just click on the drop down to find a different person's testimonial rather than scrolling all the way through the page.
Right. You can put a cursor there, but you're only going to get so many.
Right.
And there are hundreds.
Right.
Okay. So I'm going to move over to the He Cures All Foundation.
Okay.
He Cures All Foundation was started back in 2010 or 11. And It was because during the time frame that I had the disease, I was so broke. I was so lucky that I figured out ways to cut costs on so many other things, like not driving, no gas, different things, so I could afford the protocol back then. And when you put your thing there, your cursor there, the first thing you see is testimonials from people who have been funded by the foundation, okay, who got better. So there's a whole nother group of testimonials. And then when you click on it, it's going to take you to the He Cures All Foundation. But that is, in fact, a second website. And that website is called HeCuresAll.org. And we started that back in 12 after we had the foundation up and running, so that people could go there. And when you go to that website, you also have About Us, FAQs, articles and resources, success stories. There's a success story there from Amber. Talks about her little boy who had leukemia his whole life until he was on our basic protocol for 2 years. We also have testimonials there. We also have Get Help. Now, this is one of the reasons we started it. There are ways for people who can't afford this to apply for foundation funding. We have hope and inspiration, sponsors, contact us. So that tells you, okay, let me get back over here, what the subheading He Cures All Foundation is about. Hope and inspiration. Oh boy, can't say that it was started other than I know it had to be at the beginning, because it tells you why I'm here 10 years later. First, you need to look at the story of Liverwurst, and that'll explain everything. And if you don't understand it, well, it's true. And there's so many things. When people get depressed, we tell them, go in there, hope and inspiration, and look around and have your spirits lifted. Because really, hope is what our website is all about. I believe I am hope. I believe that I am hope. Search engine. Oh, yeah. Interesting part of the website. The fewer words that you will use in the search engine, the more defined the search is going to be. So let me just give you a quick example. You don't want to use the word and, A-N-D, because then every post that ever had the word and, A-N-D in it is going to come up. So it says zero on specific areas of interest. You should see the world behind the sun. And you'll see IE, diet, food, clean, MMS, which we have to change that to WPS, etc. The fewer words you use, the more defined the search is going to be. Search engine. All right. Next, join the email list. Well, I believe this is totally significant for those who are serious, because once you get on the email list, you are going to get weekly and sometimes twice a week emails about latest discounts that can get out of the manufacturers for you all. Okay. Latest information on anything that we're going to do or changes we're going to make. Every week you're going to get the more communication is better email telling you who's coming this week and last week's guest. Now, we try to get more communication up every week, Wednesday or Thursday, which has the previous Saturday's call guest show. But sometimes we don't get there till Friday, and that's just because we're overwhelmed. Because the first criteria on the website is getting to as many people as we can in a timely fashion to help them start their health restoration. Forum archives. Forum archives are the 2 years or year and a half or first year of what went on this website. And in that first year, we just did didn't know a whole lot about exactly how to run a website and what a website was going to be like. And we allowed everybody to say anything they wanted. Well, we found after the first year that too many people were giving too many opinions that were superfluous and not focused on just getting well. So we decided the best stuff would go in the testimonials and the rest would go in what we call the forum archives. Now, conference call archives are a group of calls that were done for the first 7 years. Not quite as many as one every week, but each one of them is significant in its own right. And after you get through catching up with the more communication thread, you can go back into conference archives and you can check out what you think would be most significant to you. Going ahead, we have prayer archives. We don't record our prayer meetings per se. Every once in a while, we'll record one because it's something that we think was tremendous. And it also, it's something that when you come to our prayer meetings on Sunday, which are not mandatory, you find something you're not going to find anywhere else. A community of caring, loving, understanding people who know exactly what you're dealing with because they're dealing with the same thing. We do prayer because some of these people can't get out of bed and get into church and want prayer. And after prayer, we have something called fellowship, where everyone who came to the prayer meeting was allowed to ask a question or say hello to every other person who came to the prayer meeting. And also, our prayer meetings, we don't charge for that either. More communication conference calls and prayer meetings, there's no fee. You can come to them anytime you wish. You get a feel for the community, and that in itself may be what you need to understand what we really offer here. And again, hope is what we offer, and hope is only the beginning. That about wraps it, Margot, from this end.
Awesome. Well, you know, we did a quick overview that we went in more detail today, you know, showing the screen live and everything that we did last time. So I hope people have a better idea of the wealth of information. And really, there's, you know, $5 a month is nothing for having access to all of this. And I encourage everyone to subscribe. And you offer one-on-one coaching as well. You want to tell people about that?
Well, one-on-one coaching. Okay. Thank you, Margot. Well, you know what, Margot? I think you also need to, each time we're here, tell people that, unfortunately, you are one of those whose health was restored. Right. And I say unfortunate because nobody wants toxic disease. Not one of us who ever had it ever wanted it. Mm-mm. So why don't you just tell them a little about that? And, you know, I think that, you know, that's one of the reasons I'm here today is it's because you want to pay it forward so that we can help more people than I've been able to reach on my own.
Absolutely. And you helped me a couple of years ago. I was struggling. I had lived in a moldy apartment for 4 years and had, before I got out of there and before I contacted you, I'd had a lot of intestinal issues and parasites, and I won't go into all of that. So I'd already battled a lot, but it was like I just wasn't getting well. And so I had thought for quite a while that I probably had Morgellons. I never developed the sores like most people do, or a lot of people do. But I found that the Morgellons goes after your weakest area. And my weakest area was my intestines and my eyes. And that's where it attacked me. And I was, you know, really struggling with trying to get well. And I had found your website and had looked through it, and then I finally started posting on the forum, and I started calling in, you know, to some of the Saturday calls. But you really helped me so much, you know, in getting, really helping me get out of that moldy apartment, and with the job that I got rehired for that made me even sicker, and you know, helping me with the kind of protocol that would help me. And you were right there, and you know, you were calling me up, well, how was your day, and you know, you can't give up. And that was the main thing, was that so many times I was so beaten down, and I was so tired, and I was just so exhausted, and I couldn't think straight, and I was dizzy, and I was tired, and I didn't want to fight the system to get my unemployment, and fight the system for this, and fight the system for that, in addition to trying to restore my health. And just moving in itself just about put me over the edge. But you were right there, and you were like, you got to keep going. And you gave so much practical advice besides the health advice and the Morgellons advice. It was practical life experience that, you know, you've lived a long time. I've lived a long time too. Not as long as you have. I'll be 64 next month. But so you got a few years up on me. But, you know, you have a lot of really practical experience that helps people too, because we still have to deal with our day-to-day issues, and you know, we still have to pay the rent, and some people have to go outside to a job, and you know, we have to go shopping, we have to take care of families and pets and things like that. And you know, just the wealth of experience that you draw on is invaluable. So your coaching involves everything. And you know, at that time, you weren't charging for coaching, but your fee is so inexpensive, and you've broken it up to where people can, you know, they just pay, and then they can call you and use the time however they want. And, you know, it can't be easier than that. And this is nothing. I mean, what you're charging is nothing, because, you know, when they come to you, they've been to doctors that can't help them. They've had all these tests that, you know, that they paid thousands, if not tens of thousands of dollars by the time they come to you. A lot of them don't have any money. A lot of them are on disability, if they've been fortunate enough to qualify for disability. Some people are homeless. Some people, you know, it's a whole mix. But to say that you can't afford $50 for 40 minutes, I'm sorry, you know, you can afford $50 for 40 minutes to talk to Mel and let him tweak your program and tweak what you need and kind of hone in on the areas that you really need to focus on. And, you know, $50 is nothing. And if everybody did that, then, you know, Mel wouldn't have problems with paying the rent. And there's no reason that people don't support him like this. And
like Margo, honey, it's not about me. Can you click on one-on-one coaching?
I've got it up. Yeah.
Okay, well, I can't see that. You know that.
Right.
Okay, well, let me just say this, okay? We set up one-on-one coaching not to get rich, just to help pay the bills, because there's no time for me to do part-time jobs at all. This is my job, and it was started out of love for life and a promise to God. But $50 for 40 minutes, $100 for 90 minutes, and $200 for 210 minutes is cheaper than the first visit to anybody.
That's
anybody,
right.
No matter which one of those you choose. And then what I've gone and done in the last month is that I don't call you guys anymore, because you were in a rotation, and there's so many of you, it was hard to keep a timely rotation in place anymore. So what did I do? I thought, and I said, you know what? Why don't I set up like 25 or 30 hours a week where all the coaching customers can call me when they want to, and they can burn their minutes. If you bought 40 minutes, you're going to get 50 or 60 minutes. But I'm not going to keep a time clock on you, and I'm not going to tell you it's only two calls. You bought and you paid for, you get what you paid for, if not more. But if you can call me with 30 different hours in every given week, 7 days a week, well, then you're going to call me when you need me, and your value on what you spent is even better. It's greater. And then I'm not overly concerned that I'm really behind in keeping up with all of you, because you call me when you need me. So I don't know how to make it any better. And guess what? If you can afford coaching and you want it, well, then go to the other website, hecuresall.org, and fill out the paperwork and the help wanted, and I'll coach you, because I know about being broke. Nobody has ever been denied help here because they don't have the money. It'll never happen on this website, ever. That's all I got to say. I think I'm done for today. I don't want to start crying.
Well, you know, I so appreciate what you're doing, and, you know, with these shows, I hope that I can help pay you back for how you helped me and, you know, expand your availability to people, you know, that might not know about you, you know, get a wider audience, and we'll just keep moving forward so that more people can come and subscribe and get coaching and get helped, because that's what it's all about. It's all about healing.
Okay, well, I think that it would be a fair time to tell people that the next show that we're going to do is going to be a call-in show. Isn't that correct?
Right. We're going to do...
Where people mm-hmm. can call in and ask questions?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be... I'll set it up on TalkShoe, and we'll send out an announcement. We don't know exactly when it's going to be, but we'll get it all figured out and send out an announcement. And on TalkShoe, it's you can call in, or you can just log in. There will be a link where you can log in from your computer, and there will be a chat room where you can ask questions in the chat room, and you can hear the discussion. If you want to call in and ask Mel questions, you can call in by the phone. And we can have more than one caller on the line. I mean, it's a really neat system that we can do that, because this is, again, a wider audience besides the more communication thing.
Right. Well, I'm going to put this on my email, and I imagine my manufacturers will also put about the talk show in their emails.
Right.
And I'm going to take it to Facebook when we pick the day and the time.
Right.
So there'll be plenty of knowledge beforehand, because you and I will go ahead and set this up in the next few days.
Right.
So people have plenty of time to make arrangements to be there if they want to ask questions.
And also, if people are outside of the U.S. and want to call in to ask a question, they can use its Shoe Phone. It's a program that you can download from TalkShoe, and it's like a Skype connection, but it's called Shoe Phone, and you can call in like that too. So, you know, it's accessible to everyone in the world. So, with the chat room and the live call, and of course, it'll be recorded, and, you know, then we can archive it and post it different places as well. So it's been my pleasure today, Mel. I'm glad to see you're in good health. You're looking really good over there.
For an old man, not bad.
Not bad. And you clean up well, too.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Looking good. Well, it's been my pleasure today, Mel.
And it's been my pleasure. Thank you so much for helping me try to reach more people to help.
Oh, you're very welcome, and we'll just keep moving forward. And so, until next time, Everyone go to Mel's website. It's howicuredmoregallons.com and check it out and get signed up on Mel's email list and subscribe. So until next time, everyone take care, God bless, and goodbye.